The next two podcasts help you to understand how successful English priests were in maintaining Catholicism.
Good morning. Today we have an English priest, Father John, talking to us about how he sought to maintain Catholicism between the years 1580 to 1603. Father John, what would you say was your main aim in the maintenance of Catholicism during this period?
After 1570, many English priests left England for the continent. They became exiles living abroad. I was one of them. English Catholics had no priests to enable them to worship in the one true faith. I helped out Father William Allen, who was helping young English men receive training in order to return to England to help Catholics worship as they should. By 1580, he was running two seminaries, one in Reims in France and one in Rome in Italy. We then sent them to England. In fact, 483 priests were sent by 1603.
England? Wasn't that dangerous?
There were dangers attached to any mission to England, but seminary priests were trained to support English Catholics by leading them in the Mass and by hearing their confession. They were told not to try to convert Protestants to Catholicism. That was left to the Jesuits.
The Jesuits?
Jesuit priests were trained to persuade people to become Catholics or to deepen their existing faith. The first two Jesuits to visit England were Robert Persons and Edmund Campion. They arrived in 1580 in heavy disguise, because if they were recognised, they would be put to death for being traitors. This happened to two seminary priests in 1577.
Where did Persons and Campion stay?
They stayed in the houses of wealthy gentry families such as the Treshams. That was how Thomas Tresham's faith was reignited. Persons stayed with him and Tresham was given the strength to stand up for what he believed in.
How did the government react?
The government were worried by the increase in recusancy, and they used JPs to search the houses of the gentry. The Catholics in the gentry were wise to this, though, and they built hiding places in their houses called priest holes. These were tiny spaces, and priests were sometimes forced to hide there for days. Sadly, Sir Francis Walsingham, the Queen's spymaster, had a network of spies to help him.
Why? How did that change things?
Well, these spies had infiltrated gentry families. For example, George Eliot had worked for a Catholic gentry family, and he was able to pass on secrets about them. He was the person who tipped off the government that Edmund Campion was staying at Lidford Grange. He was arrested in July 1581 and taken to London to be tried.
And we have to leave it there, folks. Tune in later to find out what happened to Edmund Campion.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.